This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show final hour. Wait a minute. No, it's the second hour. No, we still have 2 hours left. Chris told me it was the final hour. Second hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. We're going to talk about, well, that question that was asked of Caroline Leavitt in the press conference. Who has ever accused Trump of being racist? I'll get to that at some point this hour. We're going to talk about these people who take over blue cities. Do they want people to leave? Some guy's worried about losing his daughter. I'll describe the system. All that and more to come this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to do this one. Dear Wakatakanta, he says that means he who speaks with small hands. I do not have small hands. Is it possible that the big blue cities want their large masses of blue residences to leave? The politicians in those cities put policies in place that even Dems move away from. This would, in the long run, allow them to take over red areas. It's not a dumb thought, not at all. I think you're probably giving them a little bit too much credit. Here's how it works. Communists lie about everything all the time. As we talk about, they're always lying. They intend to destroy, they intend to conquer an area, and then as soon as they take power, they will loot the treasury, they will reward their friends, and they will punish their enemies. It's not complicated. If they take over a city, that's what they will do with the city budget. If they take over a state, that's what they would do with the state budget. When Joe Biden was president, even after he lost, they were pushing out billions of dollars to communist causes as fast as they possibly could before Donald Trump took over. Communists reward their friends and punish their enemies. Now, in order to get that power so they can reward their friends and can punish their enemies, communists will lie. They lie like they breathe. And this actually brings me to this question. It was actually, I think yesterday, Daily Wire did a little cut-up of Caroline Leavitt at the press conference because Ed O'Keefe at CBS News actually asked the question, who has ever accused Donald Trump of being racist? So if you're mad about the weird music behind this, it's Daily Wire's fault, but they put together the montage, so credit to them. Listen to this.
Where or when does the president believe he's been falsely called racist?
You're kidding, right?
I'm Don Lemon. The president of the United States is racist.
He is...
The music is just so bad. Thank you for putting it together, Daily Wire, but gosh, you can't even hardly hear what they're saying. Anyway.
A tried and true, like, dyed-in-the-wool racist.
I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist.
What Trump has always been was a rich, malevolent, really racist man.
Okay, I'm going to stop it because I'm ready to kill someone because of the music. But now, why would Ed O'Keefe say something like that? Is he confused? He just lies. You have to lie. It's simply built in that you lie. Remember, Catherine Mayer, why do they lie? This is the head of NPR.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
We're trying to get things done. We don't have time to worry about the truth. Mamdani gets elected in New York City. Now we're getting reports like this from the New Yorker.
Mamdani, this guy's been mayor of New York City for 1 month, okay? What he promised was a free bus for everybody, grocery stores run by the government for, you know, poor people to get food, which is a good thing, I think. And that rent was gonna go down. Those are like the big three things he promised everybody. So today he's got his first meeting with the city about the budget. And what he says is, I'm raising property taxes on everybody by 10%, okay? Rent's not gonna go down, actually. He's draining $1 billion from the rainy day fund, which I don't even know what that is, but it doesn't sound good. And none of the free stuff that he promised is actually happening.
Sorry, that's a New Yorker, not the New Yorker. But that guy bought the lies. And you can yell about what a moron that guy is. And yes, he's uneducated and he's stupid and his poor voting decisions are going to destroy the United States of America's most important city. All those things are true. But that's why communists will lie about everything all the time, because there is always a certain percentage of the population that will believe the lies and they'll act based on the lies. The communist is never, ever, 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 ever truthful under any circumstances, because there's no time in life, in politics, when people are going to vote for you where you can get up in front of people and say, I actually hate this place I'm trying to lead. I intend to burn it down. And let me tell you what, when you give me power, I'm going to eliminate in every possible way all my political enemies, and I'm going to loot the treasury. I'm going to steal all the taxpayer money. I'm going to hand it to all my political allies. I can't wait to burn this city, this country, this state to the ground. The communist knows that's not exactly a great sell, so he lies about everything all the time. They're always lying. The liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, how many things does she know that simply aren't true? How many? We have to go down the list. Russian collusion. Trump said, inject yourself with bleach. He said, Nazis are very fine people. George Floyd was killed by a racist cop. The COVID vaccine stops the spread, prevents you from getting it. How many lies does your liberal Aunt Peggy believe? How many liberal Aunt Peggies are there in a society? There are enough of them that in certain circumstances, the communist will be able to achieve power by telling lies. They simply lie about everything at all times. Now, Democrats fleeing a place like New York City to go vote Democrat somewhere else, is that a nice side benefit? Sure. Sure it is. But the truth is, most of the Democrats, American Democrats in New York City who voted for Mamdani, most of them are uber wealthy. They're uber wealthy. And so if the things get too bad in the city, they'll just go out to their house in the Hamptons, or they're uber poor. You know, Harlem, all of Black Harlem voted for Mamdani. And they don't have the money to leave, so they're simply trapped there anyway. They're trapped. They have to live with their own stupidity. The rich people, they can escape their own stupidity. And the foreigners are enjoying it because they're getting all the handouts already. They're already announcing huge budget items for diversity initiatives. Oh, by the way, we're cutting 5,000 NYPD jobs. They reward their friends. They punish their enemies. Jesse. In the wake of the latest shooting, I have to wonder if some of the rage from trans people comes from the hormones they're being pumped full of. As a younger woman, I could go a little crazy when my hormones were imbalanced. I know, you all do. Plus, when I began to enter menopause, I started getting hormone replacement therapy, and once they gave me too much testosterone. It made me extremely aggressive to the point that someone cut me off in traffic, made me homicidally angry. I get that way too. I had to get it removed. That incident was one of the reasons I switched to chalk. Oh, how about that? I've been taking a female vitality stack for 5 years now. I'm now fully menopausal and I've never felt better. I'm eternally grateful you began advertising for chalk on your show. It changed my life. Perhaps all the trannies need is a little chalk in their lives. I told you, man, 4 years I've been taking chalk. I'm telling you what I take every day. I take a male vitality stack. Obviously, I don't take the female one. Palpably different. Palpably different. You want to feel better, different, no matter your age? Try it. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Try it. It's not going to take you years either. 90 days, 60, 90 days, you'll know. Also, there most definitely is something to all these things we're injecting these trannies with. It's just so heartbreaking what we do to more than just the kids. The kids are the most heartbreaking because they don't know better, but you find someone who's confused and mixed up and doesn't know where they're going. And not only are they getting this terrible advice from some hag commie witch, that's all the psychiatrists in the United States of America. You know, I think the solution is you should hate your dad, every single one of them. You notice how you never go sit down with a shrink and they tell you you're the problem? You notice that? Anyway, that aside, the shrink sits there and tells you, well, I mean, I think you'd be happier if you chopped your penis off. And then you go start seeing a doctor. You're not supposed to get needles in your arm. People do understand that, right? And I understand there are things like diabetes and things like that where there's some of that stuff is necessary. But you know that you're not supposed to get needles jammed in your arm and things injected into your body unless it's an IV or something like that. That's probably bad. I hate to do breaking news, but as a journalist...
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Did you know heroin's bad for you? I kid you not. Chris, a drug that you warm up with a spoon and then suck out with a syringe and jam into your veins is not good for you. I know. Look, I was shocked too when I found out. I've decided I'm stopping. Quit. I don't. All right. Some guy, seriously, he's worried about his daughter. Is he losing her? Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I'd like to get ahead of this before it's too late. I have a 14-year-old daughter. Many times she asks questions, and I never know how to respond because it goes so much deeper than the surface of her question, and I'm terrible at explaining things. Example, she wanted to know why the Bad Bunny halftime show caused such a ruckus because a minority singing a song in another language is not a big deal to her. I didn't have an answer that she would understand because the issue goes much deeper than minority in language. Do you have any recommendations on how to show her the light? Any specific sources? My thoughts are to try to find a longer video, so on and so forth. Okay, so pause for a second. You say you're not good at explaining things. When you encounter this, well, hold on, before I even do that. She's 14 years old. Let me tell you something. I've only been able to do this twice because I have two sons, all right? I completely reject this thing that I've heard many times in my life that, oh, you'll hate their kids when they become teenagers. Oh, wait till they become teenagers. My boys are awesome. I love them. However, if I had to pick one teensy tiny period in their lives where maybe they weren't as fun to be around as they were before and afterwards, is when they were about 14, 15 years old. That's when your body is your pure hormones. That's when, because of everything that's happening, you're not quite old enough to leave the house yet, but mom and dad are stupid. And there's so many. And I was the same way. I'm not insulting anybody. That's how you are at that age. Hang with her. Be patient with her. That's one. So let's get that out of the way. She's 14 years old. You're a nutball when you're 14 years old. Maybe don't call her that, but you're a nutball when you're 14 years old. That's one. Two. You say you're bad at explaining things. You want to know one of the best ways I've found to explain things to people who are getting things wrong? Especially if maybe I'm in a situation where I'm not sure if I can explain it so they'll understand. Why don't you have them explain it? I do this with my sons all the time. Not necessarily politically because they're such hardcore animal anti-communists at this point in time, but with other things. We don't have to argue. You tell me. Why? You explain it. What you're going to get is, almost always, especially when you're dealing with communist thought, not calling your daughter a communist, but clearly she's being influenced by things around her. What you're almost always going to get is a surface letter level sentence or two answer. She's not probed deeper. She's answering you what she has been told by others. That's the answer she's giving you, what she has heard. When you start asking why questions, why this, why that, you might just discover that she will realize she hasn't given that issue any significant depth at all, any significant thought at all, and she will oftentimes get embarrassed or try to change the subject. Or maybe, if you've raised her right, and I bet you have, maybe you'll get something like, oh, I haven't really thought about that before. You don't even have to make it. I don't even want to make it about the dumb halftime show, because it's more than that. About any issue that comes up, if you as a parent, if you're sitting there thinking, I'm not qualified, I don't understand, I don't this and that, I understand that. Ask them questions. You explain why you feel this way about this. Why this way? Why do you think that? Because it causes them to think. When you make them move past a sentence or two, it makes you examine yourself, is what it does. That's one. Two, if you feel like you're bad at explaining things, totally get that. Read. And I'm not just talking about political books. Please don't think that I'm talking about political books. Read whatever interests you. Maybe it's spy novels. Maybe it's romance novels. Maybe it's fiction, nonfiction. Maybe it's about art history. I don't know. Maybe you're a huge nerd who likes to read about accounting. I'm talking about my wife. Just read whatever interests you. Why is that important? Reading forces your mind to work, and you will find yourself learning things about subjects that maybe the book isn't even on. I read more nonfiction now because I've gotten nerdier as I got older, but I used to read almost exclusively spy novel type things, or a guy's book where it's a fiction book and there's one central character and he's the super stud who can beat everyone up, and that kind of thing. A guy's book. You know how much I learned about the world and world affairs with those fiction books that were entirely fictional? You learn, and then what happens is you'll read about, let's say you're reading about a super spy. We'll call him Jesse. You're reading a book about a super spy, and in the book they talk about a Spanish paramilitary unit from the 1800s. Maybe you get curious about that, and you go look that up, and soon you're reading another book that's not even about the... It just gives you building blocks. Soon, your daughter will get better explanations from you. Read. There you go. And switch your phone to Pure Talk. Then you can explain to her why your family has more money. Because the average family saves $1,000 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. What do you pay a month for your cell service? $25 for unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of data. You don't need Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. You don't need to keep paying for all those stores they have all across the country. A store here and a store there and a store here and a store there. You don't have to keep doing that. Pure Talk's on the same towers. They share your values. They promote your values. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. You'll pay less. You'll pay a company you actually like. All right? All right. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Thursday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Hey, Jesse. The subject of this one is theft or poor attention to detail. I was wondering if you have been noticing a trend where you get shorted one or two items in a to-go order. It seems every fast food place I frequent shorts me something. It's got so bad that now I don't leave the restaurant without checking every item in the bags. Worse, it seems that even if they don't forget an item, they cheat you other ways. For example, a cantina bowl at the Bell comes with chicken, but when you add steak, you know you pay more to get more meat. They just leave the chicken off and still upcharge it. I think it's deliberate and intentional theft. Good for the bottom line over many shorted orders. What say you? Says his name is John. All right, so I'll tell you something. Unrelated, but I'll get back to the related part. Gift cards. I'm a big gift card guy because I don't like to put any thought into any gift I give someone. I just want the credit for having given them something. I like gift cards. Did you know that companies, because it almost doesn't make sense, right? Why even sell a gift card? What do you get out of it? I pay $20 for a Whataburger gift card. Whataburger has to give me $20 worth of food. Doesn't it seem like this is an unnecessary step here? Well, companies know that a certain percentage of people will never use their gift card. We have a drawer in my house of gift cards so we can focus more on using them. A gift card for this, a gift card for that. But companies know it's built into the business model that a certain percentage of people will never use the gift card, and therefore the company gets to make money off of the gift card that you never used, right? So there is an element to that. I had a conversation one time with a restaurateur. How about that? What, Chris? That's a fancy word. But there are a bunch of Tex-Mex restaurants in the Houston area. In Texas in general, obviously that's why they call it Tex-Mex. It's the superior form of Mexican food. Sorry, California. It just is. But anyway. This guy owns several Tex-Mex restaurants around the Houston area. I didn't know him. He was a friend of a friend. We sat down. We had lunch. Surprise, surprise. We ate at Tex-Mex. And we were talking a lot about the restaurant industry itself. And if someone orders fajitas at his restaurant and that person asks for an extra side of shredded cheese, he will bring them, no charge, an extra side of shredded cheese. However, if they ask again, because the one he brings them is not huge, there is a specific bowl size for it. If they ask again, then they slap an extra charge on the bill because every single thing is broken down by cost. And if he gives you too much extra cheese because of the cost for him for the extra cheese, it essentially eliminates the profit he makes on the fajitas. So he has now. That's just basic business. It's a basic business thing. So let's say you go to Jack in the Box, as you should, and let's say you get some ranch to dip your curly fries in, as you should. You ask for two ranches. Jack in the Box accidentally forgets to give you two ranches. Maybe they even give you one ranch. Now, this is a little cup of God knows what kind of chemical that they call ranch. But what is the total cost of all those ranch cups Jack in the Box saves at the end of the year if they get away with giving you one instead of two? See? There's an element to it where I don't want to screw my customer over much. But if I screw him over just a little, and I can screw the next guy over just a little, and the next guy just at the end of the year, it shows up on my bottom line. What, Chris? Okay, Jewish producer Chris brought up my next point. He got ahead of me, but he's 100% right. There is this uncomfortable truth in life that very nice people like you probably are will always struggle with. My wife will always struggle with this concept. You get what you pay for. And that includes people as well. You get what you pay for. I've told you before, there's a place here in my area. It's a national chain, but I'm not calling them out, and I don't like to dog businesses because they've never done me wrong. So I'm not going to name them, but it's the kind of place where you take your kids. And at this place where you take your kids, they have everything. You can go bowling and play arcade games, and they have sorry pizza, but it's serviceable, and they have laser tag, and it's just one of those family fun day things. One day, I'm not going to tell you, I almost told you the day of the week, and then you'd figure it out. One day we went there. I was selling RVs. We were doing okay, but certainly not made of money. And I had the day off. It was during the week, and we took the kids there. And it was the freaking scum of society in this place. Everyone's smoking. Some people smoking weed right in front of the front door. Lowrider cars. Everyone was rude. The whole place was filthy and loud. It was like you had just been dropped into the middle of the ghetto somewhere. Turns out it was what? Half price day. And I told my wife, don't ever take me here again on half price day. I would rather stay home than show up and deal with the half price day crowd. Cruise ships are famously, not every cruise line, by the way, but a lot of cruise lines now are famously a disaster. They're having to enhance security and put in all these rules. Why? The cruise industry was crushed during COVID. They shut everything down for a chest cold. We won't have to go into that whole story. The cruise industry, they're all on the verge of bankruptcy by the time COVID's over because no one's going on a cruise. After that, they needed to bring people back. They started finding bargain ways to bring people in. Hey, take a four-night cruise from Miami for $99 a night. Sounds good, doesn't it? I'm not made of money. You're not made of money. That sounds great. We can go on a five-day cruise for $400 a person? That's stealing. You can't stay at a Best Western for $400. Wow, that's great. Well, you got the $99 a night crowd. Now, you have to have security guards by the pool or someone's going to get shot or stabbed. Now, let's make that about food workers. The well-established, super sharp, 25-year-old woman, 35-year-old man with a great attitude and intelligence and things like that, they're not making the quesadillas at Taco Bell. They might be managing Taco Bell, and the older people who may be trying to supplement their Social Security or looking for something to do, you may find them at Taco Bell. You see that sometimes. You get some 60-year-old woman. Of course, she's always the one who actually gets the order right. But the people working at McDonald's and Taco Bell and putting together the to-go orders, they're almost always kids and or morons. And so when you have a moron in charge of getting your order right and putting enough ranches in the bag, you're going to get moron results from a moron. That's life. You get what you pay for. Let's move on and discuss the system. Before we discuss the system, are you paying a criminal's bills right now as we speak? You might be. All these data breaches. Nation states are doing this now. Grabbing your data for the purpose of stealing from you. Stealing from you rarely takes the form of getting a gun in your face anymore. Stealing from you now is online. The mafia does this now, online. Your information is online and they're trying to steal it so they can empty your bank account. What is that moment like when you go try to buy something and they say, card rejected, you don't have any money left? Get LifeLock so you never get blindsided. LifeLock monitors all these dark websites so you know if they get you. And you're a LifeLock customer, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it. Guaranteed, or your money back. Help yourself. Protect yourself with LifeLock. You save up to 40% your first year with the promo code Jesse. LifeLock.com, promo code Jesse, or call 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Jesse. Terms apply. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So let's get back to them. Dear Jesse, can you give the new listeners your best analogy of the system? All right. Here's how I've described it before. It probably the best analogy I can use for it is probably organized crime, but the system is what I call it. Many people call it different things. I have friends who call it the blob or the cathedral or other things, but here's essentially what it is. A country, all countries, are held up by their institutions. Now, an institution, like for instance, a medical institution. A medical institution is a critical part of the country. You want your medical institution to be run by the sharpest, best medical minds. They will, in turn, put people through that institution that will produce more sharp medical minds, thus helping the health of whatever nation has a great medical institution. Make sense? Same thing for just the basic education system or the military or the religion, the entertainment. These are all institutions, and you want these institutions run by sharp, capable patriots. But what if they're not? All right, well, that's not a thing. Look, it's bad, but it's not the end of the world if your medical institution gets conquered by brain-dead communists. Not the end of the world. Why isn't it the end of the world? Because you have several institutions in your society. For instance, media, information, that's an institution. So if the medical institutions get conquered by dirty commies who tell you to wear a paper mask for a chest cold, the other institutions like the media, they'll call them out on that, right? They'll investigate it. They'll expose the corruption. They'll call them out on it, and it will get fixed. See, institutions keep each other in check. If one gets corrupted, the others keep it in check. But what happens if they all get corrupted? Well, then it becomes what I call a system where they all, instead of keeping each other in check, work with each other, cover for each other. Why do you have end racism in the end zone of an NFL game? Why did you have Hollywood stars telling you to get vaccinated during COVID? The different parts of the system now work with each other because the same sick demonic religion conquered all parts of the system. And now they all only work to protect the system itself. It's dangerous, it's horrible in every possible way, but it's also not unique to us. Keep that in mind. It's not at all unique to us. That is what happens when empires go on for a long enough period of time. The institutions that built the empire, they will eventually be corrupted and filled with losers and idiots and scumbags. And the losers, idiots, and scumbags will use the institution for their own end. They'll use the institution just to hand out goodies to their friends.
You know, when I arrived at DC Water, this was an organization that looked very similar to our industry. It was predominantly, you know, white male at the top. But this is a utility that's, you know, more than 70% people of color work at this utility. And I really believe, and I still believe, and it has been fantastic. The outcomes have been fantastic. But the people at the top, the executives, the chiefs in that C-suite, they should look like the employees that they serve and that they work with. And the same thing with the community. And so my executive team, you know.
They conquer your NFL organization and they put those people in charge and those people ruin it. They conquer your education institutions, your medical institutions, your entertainment institutions, your FBI, your military, and they put those kinds of people in charge of it, and they ruin it. That's what a system is. Jesse, why do Democrats not say they love the USA and love Jesus Christ? Because they don't. They hate both those things. Wardrobe question for the Fashionista Oracle. Why are Calvin Klein and Puma making boxer brief shorts without a fly? Okay, let's be honest. I'm a boxer man. I wear boxers. Ob hates it. My boxers, they're Hanes. All right? They're old Hanes boxers. I think I got them all at JCPenney. That's what I wear. The older they are, the more comfortable they get. Ob thinks they're too old. They're wearing out. And she has tried several times to get me to wear boxer briefs. One time we took a vacation, they lost their luggage. I don't mean for a couple hours. It was a couple days. So we had to go buy clothes, which sucks. You got to spend all this money and buy clothes. And we were in Europe at the time. It was the first time we'd ever gone to Europe. Well, they don't have boxers. There's no Hanes section. We're in this European mall with all these foreigners, and I have to go in this sports store, except what sport do you think they had? Soccer, which isn't even a sport. And it was all soccer stuff. And the only underwear options were these boxer briefs. And they, just like this guy was complaining about, they did not have a slot in the opening so you could pee out of them. And they were so tight and they were so binding. I just don't understand why people do this to themselves. It was the worst thing in the world. I am just a boxer guy. That's it. I'm just a boxer guy. And look, I'm all ears. If someone has a more comfortable boxer, I'll listen. But I did the best I could for Ob. I experimented with some boxer briefs. It's not like I stopped as a one-off. I've done a couple different pair. I'm done wasting money on it. I am a free man. And I want to live free, Chris. All right? And babies want to live too. That's why you need to give to preborn. Everyone deserves a shot at life. That unborn baby deserves a shot at life. That unborn baby will not get a shot at life unless you do something. Preborn will give that mother a free ultrasound. They can't do it without you. If the mom gets in for that ultrasound, that baby will live. If she does not, it's over. Can you help? Thousands of lives have already been saved just last year by you. You and your partnership with Preborn in this show. Thousands of people will walk the planet because of you. And it's tax deductible. $28 buys the ultrasound. $140 buys five of them. If you're doing really well and you want to do more, we've had people give out of their family trust every year. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.